There you are. Oh, I've been looking for you everywhere. Yeah, I thought, maybe you left. Well, no, I know you wouldn't leave without saying goodbye. I just. You disappeared. Anyways, obvious question. Why are you in a dark, secluded hallway, leaning against the wall with your eyes staring at the ceiling? Are you not having fun at my party? Is it, boring or rough few weeks? What do you mean? Oh, yeah, I hear insomnia can be a real bitch. But hey, what if I told you I had a magical drug that could fix all your problems? What do you mean beer doesn't fix problems? Clearly, you're just not taking enough fast enough. Come on, I brought two for a reason. Please? Look, I promise at the very least, you will forget that you have insomnia. For at least a little bit. Thank you. You know, you can be kind of uptight sometimes. Maybe this will help. Well, okay, maybe uptight isn't the right word, but I don't know. Distant? You know, I was looking for you because, I sort of miss you, you know? Ever since you moved out of state, well, I guess college has got you busy, but did we really have to stop texting each other? I know I'm being hypocritical. God knows I've fallen asleep texting you before, but come on, this is different. You text a girl late at night, someone's gonna fall asleep. Plus, you know, back then I was still in my parents' house. They didn't really like me staying up late, but we did a lot. I know you're busy. It's just, we're friends, aren't we? We used to be, I know that. I know it wasn't an accident. We kept in touch all through high school, even after I had to move away. That's kind of why I'm doing this, you know? I wanted to reconnect. I remember you used to help me with everything. Homework, school, boyfriends. You know, for someone I never saw with anyone, you might be one of the wisest people I ever knew, especially when it came to relationships. And you were so funny. Oh my gosh. I remember, you know, once you realized there was no force on earth that could stop me from sleep, every time we ended a text conversation, you'd do like a different funny way of saying goodbye each night. Like I remember one night I was asking you for some kind of advice on on where you thought my birthday party should be. Yeah, and then you were like throwing out the wildest ideas for 3 minutes straight, just one after another. What was it? Like going on a safari ride with a disco ball covered in lasers stuck to the roof, teaching buttholes to love, and then it was going to SeaWorld to look across the female audiences and guessing pregnant or fat. Just the silliest, weirdest things with you. Oh, and then I think you ended it with like, or you could always just do what I do when I'm indecisive, pretend to go to sleep. And then you just left, and I swear it took me a good 30 minutes to figure it out. Man, you were hilarious in person and out. Hey, are you all right? No, I know you're tired, but I don't know, you look down. Look, I know we haven't talked in quite a while, but I'm your friend, okay? Whether you believe me or not, I'm your friend, and that means you can talk to me, all right? You know I miss you, don't you? Like, I actually miss you. Like, I'm not just saying that. I miss talking to you. I miss your smile. I miss your laughter. Miss your jokes. I miss staying up with you, like, every night till 1 in the morning. I know I wasn't always the best friend. I wasn't always there for you like you were always there for me. I didn't appreciate you like I definitely should have. I know you helped me through countless heartbreaks and decisions and stupid girl dramas and failures, and made me feel like a princess all the while, and you never asked for anything, not once, you know? I did notice that, I swear I did. I want you to know, I'm not ungrateful. I appreciated everything you did for me, and I loved everything you did. Just come here. I'd maybe ask if I just crossed a line, but even if I did, I can tell you wanted me to. I've wanted to do that for a very long time. Maybe more. Okay, alright. We're gonna need to do this. Right here. Right now. Your pants are coming down. Oh my gosh. What? How are you so big? I was gonna give you a blowjob, but now I feel like I have to, even with lube, I'm not sure how this is gonna fit inside. How did you never tell me about this? Didn't want to ruin the surprise? Yeah, I will, just give me a second. Art appreciation, you know? Wow. Okay, here goes. I always noticed you had a bulge, but I don't know, I just figured it was like an optical illusion or something. You're so sweet, and you know, I think we're definitely gonna have to have another reunion very soon. Seriously, this is like one of the biggest dicks I've ever seen. Porn included. I can't believe I've never seen you with a girl before. What? You were waiting for me. Oh, that's... Okay, so, I think, this might kill me, but I'm gonna try and take you all the way in. Yeah, I bet you like that. And, you know, come down my throat, please. Mm-hmm. so long and thick. Oh, I love it. Oh, touch my hair, yeah. Pull it. I mean, I do it myself, but I'm too busy gagging on your fat cock. Oh, yes, daddy. Thrust into me. You like that, huh? You like when I call you daddy? Then go harder, daddy. I want you to really love this. You deserve it. Oh, oh. Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay, you're just... Fuck, I can't get over how big you are and so hard. Feel you twitching inside of me. Oh, it's the sexiest fucking thing. I love it so much. Why'd you stop? What are you? So good, kissing my neck. Yeah, take my top off. Yeah, you know me. I burned my bras years ago. Fuck yes, daddy. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes, by my nipples. Oh my god, love. I love that. Fuck yes. You wanna... Daddy, yes, yes. Get them off. Fuck, I want you so bad. I'm fucking soaking for you. Oh, your cock feels even bigger pressed against my pussy like that. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, your tip is just streaming with my juices. I can practically see a rainbow. For like all the dildos I own, and let's be really real, even if oh my god, even if you weren't the sweetest man on earth, I probably have to stay with you just because other guys would feel like the wrong end of a blow pop or something, and I need you to, I need you to do something for me, Daddy. Oh fuck, please, please faster, faster, oh my god, faster, yes, I can take it, oh my god, you feel so good, Sorry, I didn't mean to be this loud. I just, fuck, you feel so good. You feel so good. Oh fuck, you feel so, oh my god, you feel so good. Oh my god, yeah, I don't want our friends to hear. Oh my god, we definitely don't want them to hear. You fucking me like this. Oh fuck. You fucking the shit out of me. Oh fuck. Fuck, Daddy. Fuck, you're hot. Fuck, I can't believe it. Oh my god, I never knew about this beast. Oh, such a massive, wonderful cock. Fuck. Fuck, you're so hot. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh, you're fucking me so hard right now. Oh, fuck, can you feel how tight my pussy is? Can you feel how fucking tight I am? When you just ram into me again and again and again. Fuck, I don't care if they hear me. Don't you stop fucking me. Don't you stop. Don't you dare stop. Fuck, Daddy. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I want to worship that cock forever. Fuck, 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 fuck. That shit could be worshipped, swallowed, and sucked dry every day. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, you can help me whenever you want to, whenever. Please, impale me. Fuck me. Fuck, just pound my pussy. Oh, don't worry, it's just, oh my god, it's just a family picture. I can pick that up later. Fuck. Yes, you can do whatever you want to me. Yes, I'd get on my knees for you whenever you want. Fuck, Daddy. Fuck. I'm never gonna say no to you. I'd probably be your bitch. Never gonna say no to this monster cock. Fuck. Oh, fuck, how are you going even deeper? Fuck. Oh, fuck, fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, I'm so close. Fuck. 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 Oh, yes. Fuck, yes. Fuck, yes, I'm gonna come on your cock. Please. Fuck. 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 Oh my god, that felt so good. Oh my god. Oh my god. No, really. You just fucking plastered me. Can I clean your cock off, Daddy? Please. Wow. That was incredible. I don't think there's any possible way anyone in this house doesn't know that you just tore me in half with your fucking cock. Hell of a way to get out of the friend zone, huh? Yeah, just, yeah, sure. Just, give me a text when you get home. I'll promise I'll wait up this time. Or, unless you wanna stay over. Would you, Daddy?